The origin of magic and how it is used today to undermine African people. The derivation of the word magic, its definitions, practices and/or beliefs are varied. Regardless of the differences in its meaning, origin and practices, there is one consistent factor: its inception has some form of religious connections or connotations. Magic is generally divided into two distinct categories: sleight of hand, which is for entertainment purposes, and occult, which is attributed to a more sinister role. Very rarely, also very few people consider the seemingly dormant but very real metaphysical aspect of this genre of psychological warfare on human behavior. The main focus of this article is to enlighten the African people to the true origin of magic and to expose the negative impact it has had and is still having on people of color. As such, this article will briefly touch on the occult, but its main focus is to expose the mental factor of which most Africans appear incognizant. Magic, its origin. Magic can be divided into three distinct categories: sleight of hand, which is for entertainment purposes, and occult, which is attributed to the supernatural, and mental, which is not noticeable to the masses but is also the most damaging. The practice of magic in the occult is said to incorporate various spells and potions that are used to influence the outcome of events in the user's favor. Most people tend to credit the negative aspect or practice of magic to the African people. Modern society is not aware that it was the Europeans who brought this genre of the occult to the Western world. It is the tendency of white Europeans to associate the negative aspects of everything undesirable to the black race, hence, black magic. However, all you have to do is observe who benefits from its application. The Western conception of magic is rooted in the ancient Judeo-Christian and Greco-Roman heritage. The tradition took further shape in Northern Europe during the medieval and early modern period before spreading to other parts of the globe through European exploration and colonialism after 1500. Definitions. Luciferian, Satanist Aleister Crowley was a writer, occultist, magician and founder of the religious order of Thelema who defined magic in these terms. Magic is the science and art of causing change to occur in conformity with will. Magic is the method of science and the aim of religion. Every intentional act is a magical act. Magic is the science of understanding oneself and one's conditions. It is the art of applying that understanding in action. Magic is merely to be and to do. In fact, he actually spelled the word as magic. This was not merely for pronunciation but to differentiate between stage performance illusions and practice in the occult. Crowley conceptualized magic into three main parts: 1. Mysticism, 2. Elementary theory or magic, and 3. Magic in theory and practice. Not understanding the components of magic is where we fall short. We tend to pay attention to the physical while the most dominant aspect is the metaphysical, the aspect that invades our minds and affects our psyche, thereby achieving the objective of the user. What is a magical spell? An incantation, a spell, a charm, an enchantment or a bewitchery, is a magical formula intended to trigger a magical effect on a person or objects. The formula can be spoken, sung or chanted. An incantation can also be performed during ceremonial rituals or prayers. While some people are skeptical about the application and effect of spells and incantations, many are willing to give up their homes, livelihood and families because of the fear of magic. While Africans are not the only people affected by white magic, we have been the ones that have been so indoctrinated to believe in the occult and taught to stifle our natural instincts to such an extent that not only do we accept every form of magic to which we have been exposed, but to also adopt and incorporate magic into our daily activities. The use of hallucinogenic drugs to conquer fears of rejection and overcome embarrassment is not only stifling our natural protective instinct towards family, it is instead having the opposite effect. We are more attracted to European trends and values, which diminishes our perceptions of who we are as a people as we fall more deeply under its spell. The mental magic spells to which we are attracted and under which we capitulate may not be obvious to many, thereby enabling it to negatively condition the mental and psychological state of the innocent. Magic as a tool to elicit cooperation of the African people. The subjugation and exploitation of the people was not achieved due to weakness, but rather through white magic. Missionaries used the fear of being burnt alive in hell's fire with the combination of a little white magic to trick and curb the natural proactive nature of the African to retaliate when threatened. Guns and other weapons of mass destruction were virtually unknown to the Africans. Making fire by striking a match and, most devastatingly, using a metal pipe with a primer and lead balls to point at any object, killing it, was unheard of. That was part of the white man's magic that was used to elicit the cooperation and subjugation of the black race. The effect of magic on the socialization of Africans, the practice of magic through technology. Now that we have been enlightened, the combination of science and religion was and still is being used to create the illusion of inferiority, which in turn either breeds lethargy or anger, resulting in laziness or aggression against our own race. With the advent of technology and its widespread acceptance and usage throughout the world, our people have become exposed to various forms of magic. Camera tricks and editing create sensational magic that many people believe is real. The belief that characters and events in some genre of movies are real have distorted the views of younger generations and negatively influenced their behavior. Once sacred family values and kinship are now replaced with hatred, covetousness and murder, thereby crippling our social fabric and stifling our economic progress. Instead of having pride in beating the odds and celebrating our achievements, we instead are hypnotized by white magic that is portrayed on screens, billboards, social media and other means. We troll social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok and Twitter, laughing at and posting insignificant pictures and images that expose and belittle us as a people. We no longer keep our personal businesses private, we compete to see who has more friends, thereby becoming vulnerable and exploited. We accept friendship requests from people we have never heard of, people whose background we have no knowledge of, with whom we have nothing in common, and many who do not even speak in the same language as we do. It is time for Africans to wake up and realize that the allure of social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter were not invented to uplift our status but rather to assist in our denigration. Where brute force has failed, white magic in the guise of technology has succeeded to bend us to European will. Billboards bombarding us with advertisements depicting skimpily clad women of particular complexion and shape, and muscular men with bulging sinews are being used to erode the pride we had in our statuesque build and sleek melanin complexion. We are no longer content with our beautiful, healthy melanin pigment. Instead, many Africans in the diaspora, both sexes, have adopted the dangerously unhealthy practice of popping pills and bleaching their skin in order to conform to the European concept of beauty. We are conditioned to believe that everything we see on screen is reality. Also that everyone's perception of us is right and we are always wrong. Movies, music, sitcoms, and other forms of subtle persuasion, such as being perpetually referred to as being lazy, incompetent and unintelligent, are embedded into our self-consciousness, thereby affecting the African-American psyche and influencing our outlook. Eventually, these perceptions do not only seem believable but are also acceptable, causing us to modify our behavior to conform with Europeans' and others' perceptions of the black race. Also, the constant visual assault of European images and values on the minds and views of young African children have penetrated their subconsciousness to the extent that they no longer respect or value their African roots. They consider their rich, dark, healthy melanin pigment a badge of shame. Subsequently, many go as far as to apply white magic potions in the forms of pills and lotions to change or disguise their beautiful complexion. Not realizing that the flawless, pale skin tone that they view on screen is not healthy and is only made to appear so with the assistance of makeup. Not content with the visual assault on our imagery, music and dance, which have always been our chief source of expression and enjoyment, are now being used to manipulate our sexuality and warp the minds of our youths. The extent to which hip-hop and reggae and more recently drill music in particular are being negatively used to undermine our culture will be discussed in a follow-up post. With the understanding that magic does not only relate to the occult, it is hoped that Africans will recognize when they are being tricked into adopting a more debased, degrading form of behavior. As Aleister Crowley opines, magic is the science and art of causing change to occur in conformity with will. Aleister Crowley, 1875-1947. Aleister Crowley. Crowley was born in England during the late 19th century. He was a writer, occultist, magician, and founder of the religious order of Thelema. His definition of magic is made acceptable due to the fact that he actually practiced and used the art of magic in contrivance and formation of a non-traditional religious order, an order that still exists today. Crowley's religious order of Thelema operated on three main principles.
Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, meaning that adherents of Thelema should seek out and follow their true path, i.e., find or determine their true will.
Every man and every woman is a star is a reference to the body of light, said by Plato to be composed of the same substance as the stars, and that persons doing their wills are thereby like stars in the universe, occupying a time and position in space, yet distinctly individual and having an independent nature largely without undue conflict with other stars. Love is the law, love under will. Aleister Crowley is a very influential figure as his thoughts and ideologies are being followed and practiced today. A person who has a logical and analytical view of reality can clearly see that Thelema is operating in full force today throughout the world. In upcoming post, we will further explore Aleister Crowley and take a deep dive into the five main ways that magic spells are implemented on individuals and the masses. Drugs, potions, sex, music, images/movies, speaking speakers and orators.